Welcome to Jesus the Healer. We're so glad to be with you and that you're with us today. And I've got a studio audience in here, and they're going to shout amen real good, and we want you to shout amen real good. Amen. Because the word will make you shout. It'll give you something to get excited about. Thank God for the word. It helps us to live accurately. Right. So that we're not just floating through life, bumping into walls, going, which way do we go? But the word of God is the plan of God for our life. Amen. We've been teaching, and I so value being able to teach in the direction that God's had us to be ministering on, and that is about the mind and the renewed mind. Because when you think right, it turns difficult things easy.
Amen.
And so thank God for the help of the word. The word is the prescription for the mind. Not only is the word the prescription for the body, the spirit, it's also the prescription for the mind. We've been talking about what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. He said, "For God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind." A sound mind belongs to you. That's why the devil attacks it. Because he cannot operate through a sound mind. So he's trying to turn a sound mind into an unsound mind. And wrong thinking is what opens the door to the enemy to work. And so as we renew our mind and we find out, renew our minds with the word of God, and we find out how does God think, and we take on his way of thinking, that closes the door to the enemy. The enemy cannot work through right thinking.
That's right.
He can only work through wrong thinking. That's why he seeks to deceive people.
Amen.
And so many times we have to realize that the devil is not the problem. It's the thinking. That when we run wrong thinking out, we run the devil's options out.
Amen.
And when we put right thinking in place, then we give way for God to move unhindered. It's wrong thinking that hinders God, because wrong thinking leads to wrong believing, which leads to wrong speaking, which leads to wrong actions, which keeps us from receiving. And so when we think right, then God can work unhindered.
Amen.
When we run wrong thinking out, the devil's got no wrong thoughts to energize. You know, the devil will sow a seed. I mean, you've heard me say it on a previous episode, is that the devil imitates the way God moves.
Yes.
In the sense of, there's nothing original in the devil because he's death.
Right.
There's no life in him.
Right.
And so he cannot generate anything original creative. All he can do is imitate the way God works. And the way God works is, in the principles of the word, you plant a seed, you get a harvest. Right? So as we plant the seed of the word in our spirits, in our thought lives, we get a harvest of blessings. Harvest of that word. So the devil works the same way. He offers a thought to try to plant wrong thoughts in us. He cannot make us accept wrong thoughts. He can only offer wrong thoughts. And we accept them by turning them over in our mind and by speaking them. But if we refuse to speak them, and if we refuse to turn them over in our mind, not have our attention on them, then they can't get planted in our thought life.
That's right.
Now remember what Jesus said. He said something to the effect of, he said, "Satan has come, but he has nothing in me." What's that mean? There were all kinds of opportunities the devil tried to use through the words of men, through circumstances, through opposition, to try to plant the wrong thing in Jesus. But when Satan came to see if there was a harvest, there was nothing in Jesus that he could harvest. Praise the Lord. So Jesus kept the wrong things from being planted in him, even though he was surrounded by opposition throughout his earthly ministry. He was opposed all the time on every side, but he would not let the wrong thing in his thoughts. He wouldn't let the wrong thing in his believing. He wouldn't let the wrong thing in his actions. Amen.
Amen.
When you think right, your faith is safe.
Amen.
When you think wrong, you're facing danger.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, my husband and I hadn't been married too long, just a couple of years, and we were invited to preach in a foreign country, and we went and preached over there. And here I was, a baby Christian. You know, when I met and married my husband, I'd only been saved and filled with the Spirit a couple of years. He was 20 years older than me, and so he had years of ministry and years of experience over me. I mean, I just felt like I was running to try to catch up in some measure. And so a lot of the things that he had skill in, it was new to me. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in this foreign country we had traveled to. And as soon as we got there, there came an attack on my mind. And it was new to me. I had been attacked in different ways, but, you know, with every fresh attack, you have to become skillful in the face of that.
Right.
You have to exercise skill.
Amen.
And so this thought just kept troubling me about my body, just kept troubling. I mean, just bombarding me. And I recognized, you know, that this was not just, I recognized that it was an attack of the enemy. And so I would endeavor to stand against it. But the thing is I wouldn't take my attention off of what he was suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't recognize it. I just kept waiting for the thought to leave me alone. I kept waiting for the thought to leave so that I wouldn't be troubled.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not, we can't determine whether the devil is going to talk or not.
Mm-hmm.
But we can certainly determine what we do when he talks.
Amen. Yes.
What we think when he talks.
That's right.
What we say when he talks.
That's right.
And we determine the outcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mother used to, there were four kids in our family, and my mother used to make this statement to us. She said, "You can start anything you're big enough to let me finish."
Yeah.
which that meant we weren't going to start anything with her. Meaning, if you're going to talk back to me,
yeah.
If you're going to disobey me, you better make sure you can handle the finish that I'm going to hand out to you.
Yeah.
Because she's saying, you're going to start it, but I'm going to finish it.
Right.
Well, the devil will start something, but we're authorized to finish.
Amen.
To determine how that outcome is. The devil, the outcome is not his, it's ours.
That's
it's
right.
Up to our faith. It's up to what we say. It's up to what we believe. And so when I got over there to this foreign country, see, I was young in these things. I didn't understand how the attacks against the mind work and how to be skillful in the face of those attacks. So I kept waiting for this thought to leave me, when really it would have left if I'd gotten my attention off of it. But holding my attention there kept it as an audience,
That's right.
so to speak.
Yeah.
It found an audience with me. And I remember I had just started preaching. I'd only been preaching a short time, and I was to preach the morning service in that church, and there were probably about, the way I remember it, about 1,200 people there or so. And during the praise and worship service, I knew by the Spirit, and I knew it by word of knowledge, not because I saw him, but Jesus walked into that service. And I knew he was coming up that aisle. And he came and he stood by me, and I thought, see, this is going to be in the end of this test right now. Jesus is here. You know, the devil's going to regret it. Jesus has come to handle this. That's what I thought.
Right.
I didn't know he came.